Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, development in the gubernatorial race just came down this weekend. Turns out that Tim Michaels did not file enough signatures for the proper paperwork. The Democrats have filed a complaint. They've also filed a complaint in the same breath against our own Patty Shockner up in Hudson, who's running for the Assembly. She had been a state senator and a very good one, scored a great upset in a Republican area, then was beaten in the next election, now running for the Assembly. She made the same mistake that Michaels did. And to be fair, the Democrats have grieved both of them, challenged both of them. And Shockner, to her credit, came out and said, yeah, I think that's exactly right. And she fessed up. And not that she did anything deliberately wrong. It was a matter of a paperwork glitch. Well, here's what Michaels did. And here's my view of what may occur. This could knock him off the ballot. And if it knocks him off the ballot, he is the Trump-endorsed candidate. It's very, very clear that the Duchess of Foxconn Clayfish is not going to beat Tony Evers. That's very, very clear. The Duchess herself does not have the gravitas, doesn't have the ideas. She is Walker's cheerleader. She's going nowhere. Not even Trump wanted her. Nobody wants her. She's not going to win. Michaels, the theory is, well, he's a fresh face. And early on, I had some hopes that, you know, not that a Republican would win, but that we'd hedge our bets and at least have somebody on the Republican side who wasn't out to destroy our democracy. I'm not sure that's the case anymore. Jury's out. He came out and said he wanted to abolish the Wisconsin Election Commission, just like the others, turn the vote counting over to the partisan legislature. That is a constitutional crisis, in my view. But here's what Michaels did. If you run for office, just so you know, there is a requirement in Wisconsin that you list your address on the paper so people can look at it as they're signing it, your nomination papers, and go, oh, yeah, he's sort of in my area, my general area, my county, you know, whatever. Some areas of the state have residential addresses and mailing addresses. So especially in Waukesha County, as an example, Michaels lives in Chiniqua, but his mailing address is Heartland. And that's not uncommon. I have a relative who basically lives in Delafield, but the mailing address is Oconomowoc. And so what do you do with that? The requirement is that you list both. You say, he lives at this address in Chiniqua, and his mailing address is Heartland with the zip code. You must do that. Evers did it with his papers. The Duchess did it. Rampton apparently did it. Nicholson did it. How hard can it be? They all did it. Michaels didn't do it. He put down only the Chiniqua address. Now, you may say, ah, come on, Matt, come on, that's trivial. Well, you know something? Trivial is in the eye of the beholder. And during the last presidential election, there were two Green candidates for president who were knocked off the ballot. Or I should say, one was for president, and I think the other was for another office, knocked off the ballot because they didn't comply with this rule. And Brian Hagedorn was the key vote. The three Republicans wanted to put them on because they thought that Green candidates would suck away votes from Biden and from any of our other candidates. And the Democrats and Hagedorn said, hey, wait a minute, there are rules. Everybody's going, oh, well, we got to have rules. Well, okay, you got to have rules. Here are the rules. If you have two addresses, one your residential address, one your mailing address, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And so they were knocked off the ballot. There was another race, I believe, I don't know if it ever got to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where the people looked at it and said, well, the people that signed these papers knew who the guy was. They knew the area that he lived, and that's good enough. In other words, substantial compliance. Substantial compliance is a very, very difficult doctrine that can be applied in contract law, but You don't apply it in criminal law. You don't say, well, he substantially complied, even though his victim died, you know, that kind of thing. You don't do that. Now, this is somewhere in between. So what happens if Michaels is knocked off the ballot and he has just a few days to respond to this thing, and that the mail ballots have to be printed, I believe, by June 9. So this thing is coming down pretty quick. Now, June 9 is Thursday. So we will know if he is on the ballot. If he's not on the ballot, he obviously will go to court. Then the Wisconsin Supreme Court will have to decide, do they delay the mail printing of the mail ballots, convene a hasty hearing. I suspect what will happen is that the three Republicans, because Michaels right now looks like he's surging, would hope that the Republican Party will say he should be put on the ballot. The strict constructionists, you know, everybody's going, strict construction? You want strict construction? I'll give you strict construction. How about following the rules? That would be strict construction, wouldn't it? And you never know. I mean, if Hagedorn goes along with it and the others vote the other way, Michaels would not be on the ballot. The other thing to me on this thing is, you know, this is kind of a minor slop. No, it's not minor, but sloppy. I mean, come on, guy. If you're going to run a company, if you're going to run the state, you run the state, you know, maybe, you know, businessmen are used to getting away with things. How about dotting your I's and crossing your T's? You can't get away as governor with what you got away as a CEO. I mean, you just can't. And you shouldn't. So we will see what happens. We will absolutely see what happens. And I'd say it's a toss-up. I'd say it's an absolute toss-up what's going to happen. Stand by. You're going to find out this week. You'll find out this week. We had a scare in Pennsylvania. We have a Senate candidate whom I think a lot of, John Fetterman, big guy, about 6'8", I think, maybe 6'9", 6'8", tattoos, hoodies, and all that. Smart, though. Honest guy. Good Democrat, head in the right place. Anyway, you know, he had a stroke, and he was out of the commission at a campaigning right after the primary, and everybody is worried. Well, now he's back in full strength, but his interview was really kind of shocking. He said, I quote, I almost died, as he's recovering from the stroke right now. He said, I ignored warning signs for years, because a guy who's 6'8 or 9 has a very big heart. And it's sort of like a Great Dane as opposed to a Chihuahua. I mean, you know, Great Danes may not live as long as Chihuahua, you know what I mean? And their hearts are huge, and you got to treat them very well. And this guy, he ignored warning signs for years, and he was given doctor's advice to take blood thinners. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but, you know, to avoid clots, that kind of thing, especially after surgery. But some people should do it because you get a clot, throw it to your brain or your heart, you can get killed, you can die. So he had a stroke. He had a stroke on May 13. And it turns out he was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. Now, cardiomyopathy is something somewhat common, especially in older people, but you know, your heart sometimes doesn't beat as well or rhythmically, and has a low heartbeat or a high heartbeat. There are different kinds of cardiomyopathy. Some your heart's real hard. If a surgeon were to grab it real hard, sometimes it's squishy and too soft. Hey guy, why don't you go to a cardiologist occasionally? You know, when you turn 50, to everybody out there on your annual checkup, have a cardiology checkup. That's your pump. And we darn near lost John Fetterman on May 13. So thank goodness we did not. And I'm happy to report he's back in full strength. And I think he's going to win against Mehmet Oz. And I'll talk about that race in a little bit. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.